Senator Ted Stevens lost his final pretrial bid today to have the federal case against him dismissed. Alaska's senior Republican senator faces 7 counts of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms. The case is set to go to trial next week in Washington, D.C. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The Stevens trial will go forward. That was the decision rendered Tuesday afternoon by Judge Emmett Sullivan. He denied the defense team's motion that Stevens should be protected as a U.S. senator for his work done on the job. The speech or debate clause in the Constitution says lawmakers' legislative actions are shielded, so someone like a senator cannot be tried for his votes or speeches. But Judge Sullivan sided with the prosecution and said it's Stevens' official acts that are under scrutiny, not his legislative acts, so the judge will allow prosecutors to bring up discussions Stevens' office had with oil field services company Vico, even though Vico was a constituent. Stevens is charged with lying about accepting more than $250,000 in gifts from Vico and its employees. The judge will also allow evidence about solicitations Vico made to Senator Stevens, and it looks like prosecutors will be able to introduce communications by the senator and his staff about securing contracts and influencing agencies, which the government claims were done on Vico's behalf. Prosecutors also want to talk about Senator Stevens' involvement with pipeline legislation that the Alaska State Legislature grappled with. However, the judge did note that some of the defense team's concerns have validity and can be dealt with during the trial on a case-by-case basis. During Tuesday's hearing, Judge Sullivan also ordered both sides to provide the court with evidence so he can rule on a smattering of objections before the trial gets underway. The defense complained that it's still not getting materials clearly labeled from the prosecution, despite repeated discussions about that in court, so the judge ordered the government lawyers to specifically label their evidence. And he ordered the government to turn over more details about FBI interviews and information. Originally, prosecutors only turned over excerpts or summaries, but the defense successfully argued that they need more information. The case is being fast-tracked, as requested by Senator Stevens, who wants it concluded before his November bid for re-election. Judge Sullivan reminded both sides that this pretrial process has to be meaningful, or else they're just spinning their wheels and wasting time. He'll hold a hearing on Thursday to hammer out the remainder of the pretrial issues, and next Monday, jury selection will begin. In Washington, D.C., I'm Libby Casey.